Welcome aboard. This is the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 190 for January 25th, 2009. The music in today's podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is A Walk in the Park, from the album A Walk in the Park. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Hello, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. And I hope you are a longtime listener or a subscriber or even tuning in for the first time. I want to thank everybody listening. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. The show is all about the travel business, being a travel agent. If you want to be a travel agent, you're in the right spot. Stop in and listen to the show. Find out information about the travel business. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, last week we missed a show, and that was because Lorraine was under the weather with a cold, and I didn't have any other material prepared, plus a lot going on here at the household. I just decided to skip a week, and it doesn't happen very often, but last week was necessary to do. But it's good to be back and up and running here this week. And we have a great interview coming up. We have an interview about having a tour guide in your pocket. If you're interested in having a tour guide in your pocket, you want to listen to the rest of the show, because what we're going to talk about is just about anywhere you're in the world, you'll be able to get information, audio information, about where you're at. All kinds of information, historical, interesting places, that type of thing. So stay tuned for that coming up. If you want to check out the website, we're at www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. Drop me an email anytime at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And we love to get your emails. And we do have a sponsor for the show, and I would like to go ahead and get into the ad script. You know, and every time, or not every time, but many times when I talk about sponsors and ads here in the show, you will know when we have a paid advertisement on the show. Other things we talk about because we really like what they do or what they are. And, you know, not to downplay GoToMeeting, because I really like that product too. I use it in my day job. And, you know, I think if I didn't like it, I probably wouldn't want to have it on the show. But it's a great product. And that's why it's here. But, you know, the other products or the other things that we talk about here on the show, unless we tell you, they're not paying us to be on the show. Anyhow, if you've ever been to an online meeting, you know how long it can take to set up the technology and get everything started. And that's why you need the easiest online meeting service available, and that's GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you and your attendees can join a meeting in seconds without technical headaches. You can deliver instant sales demonstrations and customer training sessions right from your own computer. You can share presentations or programs with anyone, anywhere, and avoid the high cost of travel. And you and your attendees can also use GoToMeeting's integrated phone and voice over IP conferencing services to make sure everyone in your meeting is on the same page. GoToMeeting is so easy to use that you'll have your first meeting running in seconds. And I have to say, I've done that before. I've called an impromptu meeting, and within just seconds, actually it took people longer to dial in and get into the meeting space than it did to get the meeting up and running. But anyhow, you will have your first meeting up and running in seconds when you use GoToMeeting. And you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited online meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Well, with that, the interview today goes a little bit long, so I think I want to jump right into the co-hosted segment. And I have a kind of an interesting thought. It's not even a thought. It happened to me driving down the road while I was listening to the AM radio station, which I don't do very often. But I want to comment about an advertisement that I heard while I was listening to this AM radio station. So that'll be coming up right after the co-hosted segment. So with that, we're going to get right into the co-hosted segment of the show, and here we go. Well, welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we have Lorraine Romero back, and actually you have Barry Kantz back. We missed last week, and it was Lorraine was under the weather. She had a real sultry voice going with her cold, and so we decided not to do the show last week, and I think that's the first week that we've taken off in maybe a couple years, so unusual, but it was a nice break, and Lorraine has recovered, and she is with us here today, along with a special guest. And what I want to do is turn it over to Lorraine, and she will introduce our special guest. Lorraine.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Yes, it would have been very entertaining for everybody to have me listen to that deep, sexy, sultry voice, as you were saying, but, you know, we'd rather have my normal, scratchy voice while we do the show, and it also gave both Barry and I the opportunity to be able to catch up on some rest. He has been having some life issues, and I was sick from being at Macworld all week, and I'm pretty much back in order now, and as well as Barry, so it's a good way to start off the new year for us. And we do have a special guest on today, and boy, I'm very, very happy that he was able to be on the show. I'm very excited about his product. His name is Stephen Ekman. He is the founder and CEO of an application called Hear Planet. Now, as the listeners of our show have heard for the last couple of months, Barry and I are both iPhone users and lovers. And this was an application that I found while at Macworld, which was just a couple weeks ago when at San Francisco. And I had the opportunity to be able to have Stephen come on to the show. So, Stephen Ekman, please, thank you again for coming on the show. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your iPhone and iPod Touch app and how it might help travel agents?
Sure. Well, thank you, Lorraine and Barry. Thanks. I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you to the listeners. And yes, we have created the world's first talking tour guide for your cell phone, and we've launched the application on the iPhone. It's also available on the iPod Touch. Right now, you can still download this from the iTunes Store for free. We've extended our Macworld promotion. We just launched at Macworld. And we've extended the promotion because so many people are enjoying it and we're receiving tons of downloads and great response.
So tell us, Stephen, how did you start this project? I believe your launch was at Macworld, so that was just a couple weeks ago. But what led up to putting this whole project together?
That's right. We just launched the product at Macworld a couple weeks ago. I originally thought of the application when I was traveling in Europe. I was actually in East Berlin, and I wanted to travel around. I wanted to get a guided tour of the city. The only way to do that was to schedule, not the only way, but I chose to schedule a walking tour, and I had to meet up at 8 in the morning at the coffee shop downstairs at the hotel that I was staying at. And I was out a little bit late the night before. I was worried about missing the group, but I met up with the group, and we proceeded to have this great six-hour tour around East Berlin. I'd already been in East Berlin for about 2 days before that, walking around on my own, and I realized by the end of the tour that I had literally been standing in front of about 80% of the sites that we were seeing. And being that I was in Europe about 2.5 years ago, I picked up a cell phone in one of the malls, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could just get this information directly to my cell phone on my schedule and not have to wait, schedule a tour, and go through that hassle if I didn't want to. It's a great social experience, I think, to take these tours, but there's also a great opportunity to potentially get this kind of information directly where you are, when you want to hear about it and when you might not know that there's something of great importance right next to you.
Now, that's very cool. So, in other words, it would basically save you from needing to carry books with you or some sort of taking Xerox copies of different types of information for whatever particular area you're going to be in. And you would just have it right there on your iPod or your iPhone.
That's exactly right. I think we've all had the experience of buying the book and then tearing out the pages for those places that we wanted to visit that day, or tearing out the pages for the places we weren't going to visit just to lighten our load. It can be quite a bit of weight and extra hassle to not only to buy these books and do all the research, but to carry the books around with us. So with our application, what we deliver is a nonlinear tour guide, a self-guided tour for everywhere in the world, where if you have a cell connection and you're on the iPhone, you can instantly get tons of information about everything around you.
You know, I was surprised. I downloaded the app and it's on my iPhone, and I thought, you know, we're here in West Michigan. It's a tourist area, but you know, nothing like Boston or San Francisco or Fort Lauderdale or anything like that. So I thought, well, I was curious. I'm going to see if anything is available on here, Planet, for Grand Haven, Michigan, which is our local coastal town here that's pretty good tourist trap. And, you know, I was really surprised the amount of information that I was finding, even on a destination that's, you know, it's not a major tourist destination.
And that's great. We have a 250,000 locations in the phone. We have 250,000 approximately points of interest. And that pretty much covers the world and gives you information on almost anything you can think of. We're also adding points of interest all the time. We've got a large database of spots, and we're also working with partners to add more content. We're developing our own content, and we're looking to expand that and create more partnerships that bring even more content and higher quality content to the users. I was telling Lorene before that most of the content currently is computer-generated, high-end computer-generated text-to-speech, and we're actively using voice actors to voice a lot of that content. So more and more we'll be replacing some of the text-to-speech in the system with live human voices.
So, Stephen, why don't you help us give people a visual at the point of where most of our listeners is going to be listening to this podcast? Chances are likely they will not have downloaded your app yet. So they're going to go into the iTunes App Store. They're going to download the application onto their iPhone or iPod Touch. Then can you walk them through, just pick a town and maybe what the experience is of what they're going to be seeing on their phone?
Yes. When you launch the Hear Planet application on your phone, first, once you download, you'll find that the icon for the application shows up right on your home screen. For those that have iPhones. For those that don't have iPhones, it's an amazing platform that's really changed the way people download applications to their phones. They've removed all the hurdles and barriers to being able to add additional functionality to the device that you carry in your pocket every day. So my hat's off to Apple and Steve Jobs for creating such an amazing device that everybody now sees they need to copy at least the way people download applications and put them on their phones. So when you launch the Hear Planet application, the first thing that the application will do the very first time you launch it is it will ask you if it can use if it can geolocate you and use your GPS to find where you are. Even if you have an iPod Touch with no GPS, it'll still try to locate you based on its triangulation methods, Wi-Fi sniffing, and other methodology to deliver the most approximate location it can to our service. Once we have that information, we search our server and our database for everything that's around you, and we present you with a graphical list with an image and text of all the different locations that are around you, and we tell you, if you're here, you can choose miles or you can choose kilometers. We tell you how far that location is from you. Then if you choose a location, it'll give you a list of topics or start delivering the audio content to you instantly. We have a little audio player in the system, and we then split the screen. On the top, you have an audio player where you have a slider and a play pause button. And on the bottom, you can scroll through the text that you're listening to.
And I personally have found it really interesting. I really love the town of Barcelona, Spain, and that was one that I was using as an experiment. And it has some normal things in it. We'll talk about the population, a little bit of the history. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about it is that it had a whole area that talked about sister cities. It talked about, you know, back in 1954 or whatever the date was, it was sister cities with whatever town it was, but it also went through the history of Barcelona and some different points that were really of interest to me. Now, are the metropolitan cities, obviously they're going to have a larger point of information, but you have things on little towns also. I found Windsor, California listed.
That's right. Not only will the system locate you and tell you what's right around you, but we have a search feature within the system. So if you hit the icon on the bottom, a little magnifying glass for search, you can enter what you want information on, as well as where that might be or where you want information on. So if you put in the search field, if you answer the where question, then we'll show you everything around that. So if you type Barcelona in the where field, we'll tell you exactly what's around you if you were standing in the middle of Barcelona. If you type into the what field, we'll find that location or anything in the world that has that in its name.
Mm.
Once you do that, then you can, really the world is your oyster. You can search for anything in the world from wherever you happen to be.
Now your product...
I'm not sure if I answered your complete question.
You did. Now, that was great. And it really helped to kind of be able to walk through it, because I think now it will give people an opportunity to be able to go, you know. And as you said, for now, the app is free. So I definitely would encourage people. And it is very easy to find. It's going to be under the travel section of the App Store. But you just type in Here Planet. Now, that would be one word. Is that correct?
That's correct. One word, and it's H-E-A-R, like hearing with your ears. So H-E-A-R, Planet, all one word, and you search in iTunes, either the App Store icon on your iPhone. You can download it directly without even plugging your phone into your computer. Or if you are in iTunes on your computer, just go to the applications in iTunes, search on that. You can also go to the travel section of iTunes, and we were number 3 of the top free travel apps earlier in the week. Now we're shifting around a little bit, but we've been able to maintain a top 10 position throughout the week in the free travel applications.
Wow, that's
now,
great.
You said you had a launch at Macworld. Did you do something special to promote your application during that week?
Well, we did. We had the idea, we wanted to do something that was going to reach out above the noise. We wanted to create an event for our launch that was really special and would get noticed and would also be a lot of fun for those of us in the company that have been working so hard getting our application to market. So one of our ideas was to get a tour bus, and in San Francisco we have a lot of double-decker tour buses, which are great. They are open-air double-decker tour buses, and we researched the market, and we ended up partnering with a company called Super Sightseeing Tours. And if anybody comes to San Francisco, I highly recommend Super Sightseeing Tours. They've got the best buses on the market. They partnered with us. They provided us with a bus for 4 days of Macworld. They also brought one of their guides in, who also voiced a number of locations in our system. So we actually also have Super Sightseeing Tours as a content partner of Here Planet, and if you are using Here Planet to search on any of the locations, that Super Sightseeing Tours travels by, you're likely to find one of their entries right there.
Mm.
So we basically had a tour bus, double-decker tour bus, parked outside of Macworld for 4 days. We were giving little tours around San Francisco and demoing our product. And in the evening, we brought in DJs and had a little refreshment on the bus and really turned up the music, turned up the fun, turned up the party, had quite the dance party each night while we drove around the city and drove people to the different after-hours Macworld parties.
Now that sounds like a great launch. It's very unique. It's much different than, let's say, if you had just had been a kiosk at Macworld where you possibly could have gotten hidden in with all the rest of them. That's quite a unique way of getting yourself out there.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun, and it did get us noticed. We got a lot of attention. We had a number of blog write-ups. We were just in USA Today earlier this week, where Jefferson Graham mentioned Tier Planet in his article. And we've been getting a lot of media attention. It's something that's very unique, and we needed a launch promotion that was just as unique as the company.
Is there a way to tell on your end how many people have downloaded your app yet?
There is. We can pull our statistics since a lot of what we do is server side. We're able to gather a lot of information about how many people are using the application and what they're searching on, so we can use that to improve our application. We have over 50,000 users right now, and since January 6th, I guess it is. January 6th was the first day of the Macworld Expo when we were out there, and that's when we really took the wrappers off of this and launched. We've had 50,000 downloads in under a month.
That's wonderful. Wow,
great,
congratulations.
Man.
Thank you. Now it's about keeping that that download rate up.
Now, do you have any other ways that you're promoting it? Twitter, Facebook? How will people find other information about you?
We do have, if you follow Here Planet on Twitter, we do update. We were actually using Twitter when we were at Macworld. We were updating the exact location of where we were, when we were leaving, where we were going, so people could follow us on Twitter and find the bus outside Macworld, hop on board the bus, and they could go for a ride. They wouldn't be afraid we were going to kidnap them and take them too far away from where they were doing their business, and really let people relax into enjoying their time on the bus. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. We're in the Web 2/Web 3.0 age here, so we really need to take advantage of all the social networking widgets. We're working with our marketing partners, and we're really looking at what are the novel ways that we can continue to extend our brand and bring value to our users and communicate with them and interact with them on the web in all the various interactive formats that are presenting themselves.
That's great. Now, I know you have a website, and I know that Apple's pretty strict in that when you will go to your website, it will take you right to the App Store. But also, it's wonderful to hear that you have those other things going on in terms of Twitter and Facebook to be able to update people and to give the information. In fact, that for me, that question was a little bit of a setup because I just happened to I looked you up on Twitter, and so I'm following you. So I'm looking forward to hearing more information about things that you guys have going on in the future, and some maybe it'd be great for you to list some partnerships, because we've got travel agents that are going to be using your app. It might be helpful for them also to hear about kind of what your process is, who you're partnering up with, because we have a very strong, loyal following. And, I'd love to have our listeners be able to use your services and be able to help promote you to their clients.
That would be great. I would love, we love all the press that we get. We would love to really be able to provide our experience to as many people as able to download. In terms of additional partnerships, we're keeping those a little bit quiet right now. I wish I could say more, but while we're while we're in the conversation with additional partners, we really want to respect the confidentiality of our partners and be able to present to the partnerships as more of a done deal, where we can come out and say, we've partnered with company X or company Y, and now come get the information. Now you have additional functionality, especially if we're going to be charging again for the application. We want to be able to not have to telegraph who we're going to have in the future. Let people download the application now and then receive that benefit for free, because once we start charging again, those who downloaded the application for free still get all the free downloads. As we continue to, and we are very frequently, improving our application, adding features on the back end, adding more features on the front end, we're providing those added features and that added value to our users immediately. And when we make announcements, we'd like to be able to allow our users to get that benefit right then.
That sounds like a great marketing tool. Good idea on you for doing that. Now, I know Barry has taken advantage of it, as I have. I would like you to be able to give your website and also remind people again of what the path would be if they are going to go to the iTunes App Store to be able to find your app.
I'd love to if you just go to hearplanet.com, HearPlanet.com. You'll get right to the Hear Planet homepage. There you'll see our logo on the iPhone sitting there with a very clear link to download from iTunes now. That link will launch the iTunes application and take you right to the Hear Planet download page. All you need to do from there is click on the little button that says download now or download for free, and the application instantly installs.
Very easy. Barry, do you have any further questions for Stephen? I think he's done a wonderful job of being able to describe, and hopefully we can have some of our listeners, who we know there's a lot of iPhone listeners out there.
Well, you know, I have these imaginary listeners in the back of my head screaming at me saying, ask him if he's going to put this or make this available on other platforms. How about the BlackBerry Storm or the new Google platform for cell phones? Is this going to be available on other platforms?
Yes, it will. We are working on that right now. We are actively developing. Again, won't say which platforms. I'm not going to telegraph that, but our mission is to get out there and have our application on every cell phone. That's our mission, is to be the talking tour guide for your cell phone. We love iPhone, and we love that there's such huge functionality and benefit that we can bring to users on the iPhone, and we certainly want to offer our product on many, many platforms. And that's our next challenge, and we're eagerly working on conquering it.
So stay tuned, all you non-iPhone users. Hear Planet's coming to you.
That's right. We all know that I'm an evil person, so that's why we got him on here, because right now it's only for the iPhone.
Great salespeople for the iPhone there. I also want to invite feedback. If anybody has a platform that they would love to see this supported on, you can also give us feedback directly from the form on our website. If you download the application, I don't think the form is there right now, but within the next couple days, you'll be able to fill out a form on our info section and let us know what you like, what you'd like to see next. If there's any suggestions you have, we'd love to hear from you. And we also really love great reviews in the iTunes Store. That helps us out a lot. If you check out our reviews in the iTunes Store, people have really raved about our product.
Well, thank you, Stephen. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on to the show and to talk about Hear Planet. I really wish you the best of luck in this project. It sounds like it's something that's going to be a huge success, and we're very fortunate to be able to have you come on our show. And so thank you again. If our listeners need to reach you, is there a way for them to email you, or is there somebody in particular in your department you might have them for questions?
I think the best way to email and contact us is to use the address appfeedback@hearplanet.com, appfeedback at hearplanet.com. Also through our form, that's the address the form goes to off our website, and we'd love to hear from you. If you're in San Francisco, in the South of Market area, which is famous for internet technology startups, just send us an email, let us know, and maybe we'll give you our address and you can come up and watch our programmers in action. It's very exciting to watch people banging on the keys so frantically.
Doing code, yes, that's lots of fun.
The great spectator sport, coding.
Yeah. Well, thank you. If the listeners would like to reach Barry, what address should people email you at?
Sure, I'd appreciate email. It's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My work email address is sharptongued at mac.com, and that's sharptongued at mac.com. And again, Stephen, I hope, you know, we would love to have you back maybe in 6 months and be able to see how this has progressed for you. So if you're open to coming back on, we would love to have you.
I'd love to. I'd love to come back and let you know which partnerships we've landed, and maybe even get some announcements on the show if we can time it just right, and we have some major features or major partners that we are ready to talk more about, and then talk about the history of that development or those relationships.
Great.
That would be great.
And thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Laureen. Barry, it's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Bye now. Okay, thank you, Laureen and Stephen. I really appreciate the great interview and a great product. And I've got that on my iPhone, as I mentioned, and I'm going to keep my eye on it and make sure I upgrade it every time, because it sounds like a lot of development work is going into this application. So I want to make sure I have the latest and greatest on the phone. And I know it's going to come in handy when I'm traveling, particularly this summer when I'm out and about a little bit more. I want to take full advantage of Hear Planet. Anyhow, I promised you a little story here. Instead of the news, I'm going to skip the news tonight. But as I was driving down the road listening to an AM radio station, as I mentioned, I don't do that very often. I almost always listen to podcasts when I'm going down the road. But I just happened to listen to an AM radio station. I think I wanted some traffic and road information. But anyhow, as I was doing that, an advertisement came on the radio for a 7-night Alaskan cruise. Now, that perked my interest, and I listened a little bit closer. And I thought, well, what's so remarkable about a 7-night Alaskan cruise? And it sounded like a local Grand Rapids travel agency was advertising this. And I thought, well, that's no big deal. I mean, so what the heck? And I'm curious about, you know what, okay, this is a radio advertisement. That's kind of cool. They're advertising on the radio. Probably get some leads from that, but there's nothing remarkable here. But then all of a sudden they said, you know, if you're interested in the history of Alaska, come on this cruise. We're going to have Alaskan historians give lectures about the history of Alaska, and you can learn as you cruise. Now there, that was where I thought this differentiates that 7-night Alaska cruise from all other Alaskan cruises. And it takes you on a cruise, obviously, of Alaska, but at the same time, you get to learn about the history of the state. And I thought that was good. And I'm thinking, well, what's keeping us, you guys, from doing something similar? You know, why can't you set up some block space on a cruise? Find somebody to give a lecture in a topic that you're interested in, or maybe you even give the lecture. Maybe you have a passion about something. You know, it could be scrapbooking. It could be just about anything, but set up a themed cruise. And I think you would attract people on that cruise. Now, you have to advertise it. You have to market it a little bit. But I think that differentiates you from just the run-of-the-mill 7-night wherever cruise. So anyhow, I thought that was interesting, a good thing to do, and I don't think it would be that hard to set up, especially if you're interested in the theme that you're going to produce the cruise surrounding that theme. So anyhow, give that a thought, and if any of you do that, let me know. I'd be interested to know how that turns out for you, and you know, send us your comments. We'd like to hear about it. Well, with that, I'm going to wrap up the show for the day, and I hope you all had a great new year, and I hope the new year's progressing well for you and you're staying healthy, and I hope you have some great travels planned, some great vacations coming up here, getting out of this winter weather, especially if you're up here in the north and the northeast. So with that, hey, everybody take care. We'll see you next week. Bye now.